This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones.
Okay, we continue on NBC. Having some fun, folks. Do we have Paul Watson? I don't know how much of that just got seen, but just like I was chasing Matt Drudge around with a microphone, but then I gave him the microphone. He goes, "Oh, all right, I'll do 5 minutes," and it was an hour of mega hit. Tens of millions of extra views on YouTube, so that was fun. Do we have His Britannic Majesty joining us from Brittany? I guess he's over there in France right now. Paul Watson, Skype audio only in this hour. More terror attacks in France, terror attacks everywhere that have nothing to do with Islam, Paul.
Well, that's all right, Alex. We're on Ramadan, Bombathon, Stabathon, whatever you want to call it, day 11. 59 attacks so far in that 11-day period, 627 dead after ISIS called for attacks during Ramadan. But, of course, it has nothing to do with Islam. And as he said, we had another attack in Paris today at the Notre Dame Cathedral, which is normally surrounded by troops because Islam is so peaceful. And it was an Algerian student screaming, "This is for Syria." So I guess they'll be debating whether it's political or whether it's terrorism for the next 48 hours. He tried to attack a police officer with hammers, with other crude instruments. He was shot. He was injured. So we're now at the point, Alex, where it's not just coordinated plots. It's not cells of individuals that are radicalized. It's just students that just run around on a whim, go absolutely insane with hammers and just strike out at anyone they can. So that's the situation right now in France, which is basically a dying country. Tell that people are just absolutely at the end of their wits about this. It's the morale is in the toilet.
What about they've got jihadis that openly say they want to kill gays and murder people, you know, on video to Tommy Robinson, and then they put them in a lavish flat, because I don't know how much stuff costs in London, with police protection and police cameras. And they're housing thousands of them for their own protection right next to an elementary school. And the back fence in his backyard, in his garden, is to the playground.
Oh, no. I mean, they're flaunting it now, Alex. You saw the guy just there in the clip. He was in the same Channel 4 documentary as one of the London Bridge attackers, basically laughing sardonically when they said, "Well, your views are exactly
the same." And he looks like a total wimp. He looks like a total wimp. I just can't believe this.
And they're in a documentary called The Jihadis Next Door. Being jihadis, police knew about them. They say, "Oh, we don't know they were planning an attack." This is the situation, Alex. There's at least 3,000 of these people, another 20,000 potential terrorists. It takes dozens of cops to monitor them 24/7. They can't do it. We can't lock them up. They're allowing them back in from Syria, from Iraq, to attack us. The Manchester bomber came back in from Libya. And it's just an absolute joke.
And what's crazy is thousands of them, as the police have said, won't even deny they fought for ISIS or Al-Qaeda. Won't deny their families. Won't deny they want to kill people. It's like, okay, you just said you want to kill people and you fought for ISIS. We're going to euthanize you. I mean, you're admitting it. Just, they need to be euthanized.
And instead, they give them free housing and benefits and situate them 1 minute away from a school island.
Notice I said euthanize, incredible. Because these aren't people. These are animals.
And you have Sadiq Khan today, the Islamist mayor of London, who defended actual Al-Qaeda members in the past, that said that moderate Muslims are Uncle Toms, literally. You know, we're letting in terrorists from Syria. He's calling for Trump to be banned. This is a guy who, you know, demanded that Louis Farrakhan, who has described Jews as bloodsuckers and called Hitler a very great man, he says that Farrakhan should be allowed to enter the UK.
But well, I'll say this. Farrakhan has moderated to a great extent. I just want to have peace, and I think he could be the guy. He's trying to get Islam to actually back down now, but I know he did say some of that wilder stuff in his youth. I'm not defending it, but you're right. Paul Watson takes over from France. He's over there investigating right now. He'll be back on the other side with Paul Watson. Don't forget, BioTruth Selenium, the purest out there and super high quality, 25% off and sold out for months. Ben Garrison's new cartoon book at InfoWarsStore.com and so much more. Your purchase of products makes it all possible. Back to Paul Watson.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Hey.
Electrify your day with Secret 12. It's like lightning in a bottle. We all have days in which we just can't seem to perform at the level we'd like to. InfoWars Live Secret 12 is designed to naturally energize your body and mind with two great tasting and super high quality forms of vitamin B12. Proper vitamin and nutrient intake is essential to keep your body functioning at optimum levels. The reality is, it's hard to take in the proper amount of vitamins we need each day with our modern diets. Secret 12 by InfoWars Live is an easy way to naturally upgrade your vitamin B12 intake and support your body's natural systems. It pairs two forms of vitamin B12 into one explosive formula. Vitamin B12 supports healthy energy levels through red blood cell formation and aiding in the body's natural processes, but it also assists with many other functions of the body. Electrify your mind and body and take your health to the next level. Experience the power of Secret 12 at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Broadcasting live from the UN stronghold, Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
CNN, the counterfeit news network, has been caught stage managing a scene and then presenting it as if it were news on their fake news network. So what's happening here is this is right outside the scene of the latest terrorist attack that happened in London over the weekend. And this is CNN and their reporter Becky Anderson stage managing a small group of Muslims who are carrying signs that are denouncing the terrorist attack. And this is a clear violation of journalistic ethics because journalists are not supposed to be involved in what's called stage managing to manipulate scenes that are then presented as news. You can see that the small group was allowed past the police line And the CNN crew here is literally directing them, helping them get framed properly for their shot. Of course, this footage was shot by a bystander and posted on Twitter at Mark Antro. And this is what the viewers at home were presented as to what happened. But of course, those who were there in person saw something totally different. Look at this. Here you can see one of the CNN producers wearing their headphones telling them, no, 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 move over a little bit more to your left. Then once the shot was framed up the way that they wanted to present it, then the CNN reporter began her piece. Those are bystanders laughing, and they said, this is embarrassing.
And this is in commemoration of the heroes of London. There are flowers on the street here. Ladies with hashtag turn
Now, if you're thinking that this isn't really a big deal, as long as those protesters weren't like paid actors, let me just point out to you from The Ethical Journalist, Making Responsible Decisions in the Digital Age, a book by Gene Forman. He writes, most print photojournalists, and let me add video journalists, reject the stage managing of news photographs or news broadcasts. That is, directing the people being photographed to do something for the benefit of the camera. These photojournalists argue that a posed photograph cannot ethically be presented as a found moment. A noteworthy example of stage managing occurred in the Los Angeles Times in 1993. While covering a fire scene, a Times photographer, Mike Meadows, suggested that a firefighter go to a swimming pool and pour water over his head to cool off. The result was a stunning photograph. But when the photo director, Larry Armstrong, discovered the circumstances in which the photo had been taken, he suspended Meadows. When you manipulate the situation, Armstrong said, you manipulate the news. Even the Washington Compost denounced the stage managing of that photo. Here's an old 1994 article about it. LA Times gets burned by disaster photograph. In a riveting picture carried by newspapers and magazines nationwide last fall, a Los Angeles firefighter doused his head with water from a backyard swimming pool while the luxury home behind him was consumed by a spectacular blaze. The Los Angeles Times, which was preparing to enter the photo for a Pulitzer Prize, now says it was staged by one of the paper's veteran photographers. The Times has suspended staffer Mike Meadows without pay for 1 week and canceled plans to enter the picture in all prize competitions. Larry Armstrong, the paper's director of photography, called the picture a, quote, fabrication. We regard it as extremely serious, he said. This is a firing offense. When you manipulate the situation, you manipulate the news. This is similar to when ABC News was recently captured staging a crime scene so that they could appear that they were doing a news report from right where the crime was committed. This is what viewers at home saw, with the police line there just blowing in the wind. But of course, just like this recent example with CNN, there were people that were gathered around to watch the people reporting on the news, and people were taking photographs of what was actually happening. And on social media, we found this photo, which clearly shows that the producers tied the fake crime scene tape themselves on two different tripods. Of course, these are blatant violations of journalistic ethics, but since CNN and ABC News aren't really journalists, I guess they just don't care. I'm Mark Dice. Thanks for watching. Subscribe to my channel if you're doing a check back here every day for new reports.
Dice,
and I'll see you
talking about CNN faking that Muslim anti-terror protest a couple of days ago. Again, the question I put to CNN, if Tommy Robinson or someone of his ilk was staging an anti-Sharia law protest, would the police let him through a cordon? Would they situate Muslim police officers next to him to give his message more credibility? Would CNN carefully set up the shot so it's perfect, so they can gush about it, so they can genuflect about it? No, no, and no. They wouldn't do any of those things. They wouldn't even give his protest any attention. And if they did, it would be to criticize it. It would be to attack it. It would be to smear Tommy Robinson as an Islamophobe. That's what CNN would do under such a scenario. Of course, in this scenario, they carefully staged that protest, whether the protesters were organic, aware of it or not. This was clearly done to push a narrative, and they're culpable for staging fake news. So their denial was completely pathetic. They would have only behaved that way under those exact circumstances. That is manipulating the viewing public. That's what CNN are experts at doing. So again, their denial makes no sense. It has zero credibility. Just as the mayor of London has zero credibility, Fox News reports London Mayor Khan suggests calling off Trump's state visit to Britain. Not the first time he's done it. London Mayor Sadiq Khan escalated his war of words with President Trump late Monday, suggesting the US president's planned state visit to Britain should be cancelled. Speaking on Channel 4 News, Khan said Britain should not be rolling out the red carpet to the president of the USA in the circumstances. What are the circumstances? Well, Khan got triggered by a few Trump tweets calling him out as being weak on terrorism. But Sadiq Khan is more upset over those tweets than the fact that we're actually letting real terrorists back into the UK. Oh no, they're not the problem. The ISIS jihadists leaving the country and coming back in from Syria and Iraq, which the UK government has failed to do anything about, won't deport them, won't take their passports away if they're British citizens. No, they're not the problem. Donald Trump is the problem. He's the extremist. And it's no surprise, given that this is a guy who defended the 9/11 Al-Qaeda conspirator, Zakarias Moussaoui, back, what was it now, at least 10, 15 years ago. It was a few years after 9/11. Defended an Al-Qaeda terrorist. Demanded Louis Farrakhan, the Nation of Islam leader, who's previously described Jews as bloodsuckers and called Hitler a very great man, demanded he be allowed to enter the UK. But Donald Trump can't enter the UK. Now, don't get me wrong. As long as somebody's not a physical violent danger, I don't think anyone should be barred from entering the country simply because of their opinions. Like Michael Savage is barred from entering the country. Like Richard Spencer, love him or hate him, is banned from entering the UK. No, don't ban someone based on their opinions. If they're an actual terrorist threat, then yes, ban them. If they're Donald Trump, the president of the free world, no, don't ban them. Absolutely insane. There's an article out of DC Whispers which really crystallizes the Islamist nature of Sadiq Khan. It says in 2004, Khan defended the radical Muslim scholar Yusuf al-Qaradawi, who Khan argued was being unfairly portrayed as an extremist by political conservatives in England. And yet al-Qaradawi authored the book, The Lawful and Prohibited in Islam, listen to this, which advocates for the subjugation of women and applauds and condones suicide bombings against Israel, which he considers to be God's justice. That's the real al-Qaradawi, the man Sadiq Khan says is not an extremist, but Donald Trump is an extremist. Sadiq Khan, the same guy who in a 2009 interview said that moderate Muslims are, quote, Uncle Toms, the same guy that appeared on a stage with ISIS sympathizers at least 9 times during his campaign to become London mayor. He again defended the 9/11 terrorist Zakarias Moussaoui, the Al-Qaeda conspirator. The DC Whispers article goes on. Please ask yourself how it is that an anti-Semite who is now telling Londoners that Islamist terror attacks should be accepted as a way of life for them. Don't forget that, he said. Terror in major cities was a part and parcel of life, which, by the way, is a method by which Islamists, by which jihadists use to encourage submission and capitulation. Now our own mayor of London is doing their bidding for them by telling Londoners to just get used to it. And just yesterday, this is out of westmonster.com, he again shared a platform with an Islamist. Senior politicians drew criticism last night after inviting a representative from the Muslim Council of Britain to share a platform with them following the London Bridge attacks. They were criticized by leading Muslim reformists, including Majid Nawaz, sharing a platform with Haroon Khan, Secretary General of the Muslim Council of Britain. This guy is an advocate of the caliphate, just like ISIS is. Absolutely incredible. The mayor of London saying that Donald Trump should de facto be banned from visiting the UK, should not have a state visit, while he's literally defending actual terrorists, while he's saying that people who say Hitler was great, who say Jews are bloodsuckers, they should be allowed to enter the UK. And I agree, I'm a free speech purist. I think they should, as long as they don't pose a physical danger to anyone. They should be allowed to enter the UK. But the fact he defends them and advocates that they be allowed to enter while saying Donald Trump's state visit shouldn't happen tells you everything you need to know about Sadiq Khan. And I'll be doing a video about him probably tonight or tomorrow. London Bridge terrorist was allowed to work at Westminster Station despite known jihadist views. We're finding out more and more about the three individuals responsible for the attack. Khurram Shahzad Butt, one of the three London Bridge attackers, was allowed to work at Westminster Tube Station even after he featured in a TV documentary about British jihadists. He was in the documentary, it was being flaunted. He was allowed to work in a tube station directly under Parliament. Incredible. We'll be back with the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show live. InfoWars.com.
Disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. CalBend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. Before I jump back into the news, I want to tell you about the great products available at Infowars.com, because your support has never been more needed than it is right now. Did you hear about Breitbart? Now, of course, we're fans of Breitbart here, but they've got a 90% deficit on their advertising. They've lost about 90% of their advertisers in the last 6 months or so alone. Absolutely amazing. Of course, thanks to the boycotts by the intolerant left, they're really in the toilet as far as advertising is concerned. And one good thing about InfoWars is that we're not nearly as dependent on outside advertisers, because of course we've got the products in-house and we rely on you, our listeners, for support, not third-party advertisers that can be bullied and intimidated out of advertising with us by left-wing outrage mobs. So we really appreciate the support you've given us so far, and we continue to invite you to visit InfoWarsLife.com, where we currently have the new Z-Shield Toxic Metal and Chemical Defense Support Formula for 25% off retail. This is the proprietary Toxic Metal and Chemical Defense Support Formula. It's available at InfoWarsLife.com in a very limited first run. It's not going to stick around for long. Countless studies show that our food, water, and air is loaded with toxic metals and chemicals that are known to be wreaking havoc on our bodies. Even the EPA has admitted that more than 800 million pounds of pesticide is dumped in the US every year, and 80% of these pesticides are used on crops, and that's just the tip of the iceberg. So we have this great product formulated alongside our team of doctors, PhD herbalists, and chemists who have spent years developing and testing the proprietary technology used to create Z-Shield. It's a game-changing formula. It contains the organic ingredients known to help support the body in the fight against toxic metals and chemicals like cilantro, shellac, milk thistle, and super concentrated zeolites. This is a first-time limited run, though. It's not going to stick around for long. We have it 25% off retail at InfoWarsLife.com. Get it today. Support the growth of this network. We really appreciate you doing so far, and that's how we've been able to survive and thrive, because again, we're not at the whim of left-wing outrage mobs that could take down, intimidate, bully third-party advertisers out of advertising with us. We're only dependent on you. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com. Now, in case you've been living under a rock for the past few days, the United Kingdom has been hit with three major terror attacks in less than 3 months. And what are authorities seemingly most concerned about in some cases? Well, Cheshire Police put out a Facebook post saying, quote, "We would remind all social media users to think carefully about what they are saying before posting messages online. Although you may believe your message is acceptable, you may believe you're not committing a thought crime, other people may take offense. And you could face a large fine or up to 2 years in prison if your message is deemed to have broken the law." So now you have an actual police department in the United Kingdom, in the light of these terror attacks, telling people that causing offense could land them in jail for 2 years. Let that sink in. Of course, They could be concerned with catching actual criminals and terrorists, but no, they're more concerned with regulating your free speech on Facebook. They're more concerned with identifying 15-year-old UKIP supporters as terrorists. Yes, that actually happened. Breitbart reports teachers report 15-year-old boy to government extremism watchdog for jokes about Caitlyn Jenner and campaigning for UKIP. Now, bear in mind that Salford University, attended by the Manchester bomber, campaigned against the government's Prevent Terrorism program. So they actually rallied against a program designed to identify terrorists. And who are people on the left identifying as terrorists? Islamist extremists? No. 15-year-old members of UKIP. Absolutely incredible. Michael Higginson, a 15-year-old student at Vision Studio School in Mansfield, says that his teachers, who openly backed the Labour Party, the far-left party here in Britain, actually reported him to authorities as a potential terrorist because he's a UKIP supporter. The third biggest political party in Britain, he talks about immigration. He talks about supporting Marine Le Pen in France. He, God forbid, made a joke about Caitlyn Jenner, and now he's been identified, or at least reported, as a terrorist. Let that sink in. We'll be back. It's the Alex Jones Show Live, fourth hour. Breaking news at Infowars.com. Don't go away.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials. Just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Imbrix Essentials, that's my middle name. I've spent 7 years off and on trying to get a big national brand that's already trusted to let us private label an entire line of personal care products that's organic and high quality. This is one of the top three selling organic brands in the country that puts out high quality organic shampoo, mouthwash, you name it. And they're such patriots, they have let us basically keep their well-known packaging. It is an answer to prayer, and because we're cutting out the middleman, 20% off retail, sign up for auto ship, an additional 25% off. It's all there. The body wash, the shampoo, the deodorant, the mouthwash, all of it is truly game-changing. It is the exact same product, just the name is different, Imrix Essentials, and it's on average 20% off what it would be in stores, buying it directly from InfoWarsStore.com. Help us win the InfoWar while getting products everybody needs. InfoWarsLife.com, where you'll find the entire line of Imrix Essentials.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
We are back, hosting The Alex Jones Show, fourth hour, from somewhere up a mountain in occupied France. Former site of the French Resistance, who actually occupied this house that I'm living in. not much resistance going on in France anymore, is there, after the election of the globalist Emmanuel Macron? Now, who says that the left is soft on terrorism? Because they're outing the real threat, which is 15-year-old UKIP activists. I'm going to read this whole story because it's absolutely jaw-dropping. A member of UKIP's youth wing has been labelled far-right by his school and reported to the government's Prevent De-Radicalisation programme, which is designed to stop young people from being drawn into terrorism. An activist for the third biggest political party in Britain. Think about that for a second. Based on the 2015 election, UKIP is the third biggest political party in Britain. This 15-year-old student is an activist for UKIP. He's been reported to the government as a terrorist by his own school. He told Breitbart London the school's safeguarding officer told him he could have committed a hate crime, that they needed to find out if he was an extremist before he was subsequently interviewed by two police officers that actually sent cops to the school because he supports UKIP. A student said he is vocal in his support for UKIP in citizenship lessons. God forbid he wants immigrants coming into the country to actually be able to speak English. That must mean he's an extremist, right? And has tweeted approvingly about right-wing French presidential candidate Marine Le Pen, who about 40% of the French people supported. Can't support her, you're an extremist. He claims there were two reasons for his referral to Prevent. Again, to remind you, Prevent is the government program that identifies terrorists. So why did they report him? Well, he told a mildly politically incorrect joke about transgendered celebrity Caitlyn Jenner. Can't do that. That means you're a terrorist. Which he admitted was crude. He had also brought UKIP leaflets into school. Oh my God. He actually brought terrorist propaganda UKIP leaflets into school. Which he handed out after lessons, or at least intended to, when campaigning for the local elections. The literature, which remained in sealed bags, was confiscated, and he was told he could only retrieve it with a parent or guardian. Oh, God. The school also allegedly tracked Mr. Higginson's internet search history and claimed he had viewed the Britain First website. Again, hate speech, terrorism, can't look at a website, even though he denies viewing it. After the allegation surfaced, he said teachers told him he was not allowed to discuss his opinions with other students in his free time. So they literally told him you can't even talk about UKIP outside of school to your fellow students. That's hate speech. Again, third biggest political party in Britain. Quote, to tell me that I can't express any political opinions because it's a public building is complete contradiction because they, some teachers, back Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn. He said the officers were friendly, had no concerns about his beliefs and did not appear to consider him a threat. However, they did question his views on immigration and the school has said he could face a follow-up meeting. That's right. You can't say that 300,000 plus immigrants net pouring into the UK every year might be a bit of a problem. That means you're an extremist. The school is not alone in reporting UKIP supporting pupils to authorities, and it goes through previous examples where people viewed a UKIP website on a school computer. Someone in Yorkshire was referred again to the Prevent Terrorist Programme for opposing the burqa. So you can't say that women being covered in beekeepers' outfits looks a little bit odd and might be a problem. With regards to criminal activity, no, you're an extremist. You're the terrorist. Following the killing of Joe Cox MP, police promised to refocus Prevent on the so-called far right, and a large and growing proportion of those targeted come from this group. Absolutely jaw-dropping insanity. Amidst three massive terrorist attacks in the last 3 months alone, under 3 months, this school is reporting a 15-year-old kid as a potential terrorist because he's handing out frigging UKIP leaflets. He's saying mass immigration's a problem. He's making a joke about Caitlyn Jenner. That means he's a terrorist. This is the mindset that pervades this country. Remember the story back from a few years ago. There was an immigrant couple. I think they were Polish. They weren't even British. They supported UKIP. They adopted children. By all accounts, extremely good parents, extremely caring parents. They adopted a baby. Social services in Rotherham, the scene of 1,300 girls at least, being trafficked for years and years by Muslim rape gangs. Authorities turned a blind eye because it would be politically incorrect to actually catch the paedophiles. They took the baby from these loving, caring foster parents because they supported UKIP. Can't support the third biggest political party in Britain. You'll have your children snatched. You'll be reported as a terrorist. That's the mindset dominating the United Kingdom right now. So is it a...
Refugees the last 5 years in Europe and the UK. Do you ban everybody's free speech and have a big internet police force internationally to stop Islamic terror? Or do you stop bringing people in from the failed state of Libya, the failed state of Syria, the failed state of Iraq? Obviously, you stop bringing in the people that are doing the attacks. But let's go further. The EU, the United Nations, the different Soros funds that are openly funding the Arab Spring. They're openly funding and promoting all this jihadist garbage. They need to get in trouble for what they've done. And they need to stop financing the most radical forms of Islam to go around conquering the Middle East. It is a fact that there are a lot of America haters in this world. And it is a fact there are a lot of globalists that are trying to destroy the freedoms we have in the West and the middle class, and that they are allied with the most nasty, despicable, disgusting, murderous forms of Orthodox Wahhabi Islam. Now, you think about Europe. 5 million military-age men, many of them off the battlefields of the Middle East, who kill each other in their own towns and cities, one-upping each other on who's the most Islamic. You bring in these radicalized people that are constantly competing with each other for who can be more backward. Then you have the left that's so busy apologizing for him and who's been endorsing him so long, they will never say that they were in the wrong. So they'll never back off defending it. Where you've got major newspapers and major publications saying, let's not be mean to Muslims. Let's back off. Let's not say this is an Islamic attack. Remember, Obama would never call terror Islamic terror. Or radical Islamic terror. That's because in the whacked out Islamic ideology, it's not controlled by the globalists. It's just let in. The door's just opened. It hates liberals, gays, lesbians, rock and roll, pop music. They went and targeted a bunch of teenagers, you know, dressed up, in many cases, provocatively. Because that's what drives radical Orthodox Islam up a wall. They kill women that go out dressed like that in public. They rape women, and if the woman complains, she's charged with adultery. She's charged with the sex crime. That's a fact. And then they bring in 5 million men, military-age men, another million or so women and children. You watch the videos of thousands coming in. None of them are old men. None of them are old women. Because they're being sent on the jihad. There's, what, five pillars of jihad? And you've also got to go to Mecca at least once in life for the Hajj. But bigger than the Hajj is when the jihad comes, the physical jihad, you go forth. And ISIS said 4 years ago, ISIS, announces plans to use refugees to flood Europe. Type it in, you'll get InfoWars.com and Zero Hedge first from 2014. 4 years ago, 5 years ago. There it is. That's September 8, 2015. That's one of the older ones. Flashback, ISIS threatens to send 500,000 migrants to Europe as psychological weapon. They go on to announce embedded within them are ISIS fighters. Now estimated 3,000 in England, 500 plots they've stopped or that are ongoing. That was last week. So, again, we're acting like this is a mystery. We said, you're bringing in people out of failed Syria, failed Libya, where our governments went, funded the revolutions to overthrow secular governments in Egypt as well, then put radicals in charge that blow up every church, murder every Christian, kill every Jew, every Shiite, every non-radical Muslim they can get their hands on. Taxpayers are paying to bring this in to create a clash of civilizations so then they can then say, we've got to regulate the internet. We've got to take free speech. So you bring them in, they create the crisis. Oh, we got to get rid of internet or internet freedom now, something Soros openly said he wants. Oh, we got to have an international group do it. Oh, we've got to take your rights away now. We've got to set up checkpoints on the highways. But we're going to bring in more of the Islamists.
And we are back. Live, it's the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show, hosted from this internet connection, which is basically two tin cans and a bit of string, because France is such a dreadful country in terms of economic activity that when you try and buy a 4G connection and it runs out of data after 2 days, you literally try and give them your money and they say, no, we don't want your money. That's France for you. Absolutely incredible. You literally try to pay them like every 2 days, here, take my money. No, we don't want your money. No internet data for you. That's France. That's why I'm leaving. But we were talking about the 15-year-old UKIP activist identified, reported as a terrorist to the government's Prevent program. So don't say the left is soft on terror. They're really hardcore on terror when it comes to, quote, right-wing extremists, which is basically anyone who has a different opinion. So he had a baby who was taken from a loving foster care couple because, again, they supported UKIP. Literally punishing people for their political opinions by snatching their kids and reporting them as terrorists. That's progressive. Breitbart reports Poland refusing to import Muslims is only proven counter-terror method. That's kind of interesting, given that Breitbart just fired someone for basically saying the same thing in a tweet. They're now publishing this article, which is from the, I think it's a minister there in Poland, the Law and Justice MEP, who says the only way to protect Poland from Islamic terror attacks is to not allow Muslims to migrate en masse. When it comes to reducing the chances of Poland being hit by Islamist terror attacks, the only proven method is to not allow in Muslim migrants. That's Ryszard Szynecki, who told local radio after an attack on London killed 7 and injured 48 others. So he's basically out saying publicly that the only surefire method of avoiding Islamist terror attacks is not to import huge numbers of Muslims into your country. Again, interesting, given that Breitbart just fired a columnist for saying virtually that exact thing in a tweet. This was a report that went up on Infowars.com last night. Swedish women prove their tolerance by having sex with refugees. Swedish women are proving their tolerance, proving how progressive they are by having sex with refugee children who are actually grown adult men. Now, of course, the official government study in Sweden found that 75% or more of, quote, child refugees are actually adults. They did the medical tests and confirmed it. So now you have a spate of women in Sweden who are taking in migrants into their own homes being asked to sleep with the migrants. This is a message that appeared on a left-wing blog called Blank Spot. So this is them admitting it on their own left-wing blogs. The woman who took in a migrant said, quote, from time to time, he gets to stay the night at my place. Adding, now the sofa doesn't work anymore, he gets to sleep with me in my bed. That's tolerance. I text a friend, help, I have to take him in my bed. She responds, we all do it, don't worry, that's how it is. Give him intimacy, that's all you can do. So it's literally got to the level We featured the reports about this before, where the Calais volunteer charity workers there are literally prostitutes for migrants. And it's the other volunteers that blow the whistle on them. You had a founder of a charity, Care for Calais, who left her husband to go and have a relationship with a Tunisian migrant. So it's gone beyond virtue signaling now. It's gone off into some bizarre fetish world where these Swedish women, most of them in their 50s and 60s, who are taking in these migrants, child refugees, who are actually literally 20 and 30 years old. They have full beards, 6'2". You've seen the pictures. Taking them into their homes, they demand sex. The Swedish women are perplexed. Should I offer them sex? Should I allow myself to basically become a prostitute? They phone their friends. They say yes. That's the new tolerance, is having sex with migrants. This is who we're dealing with. This is the mindset. Gateway Pundit reports Melbourne Islamist killer was refugee from Somalia. Again, for about 3 hours, they said, oh, I wonder if this is political. We just don't know if it's terror-related. Even as he was screaming out his attack was for ISIS and Al-Qaeda, kind of like during the Orlando attack where he literally told police, this is for ISIS, and still, over a year later, people claim it was about frigging gun control. So he said it was for ISIS and Al-Qaeda. Again, killed one man, injured three police officers. He was a refugee from Somalia. Isn't multiculturalism, isn't cultural enrichment working out just great? The third perpetrator of the London attack has been identified as Moroccan Youssef Zaghbar. Born in January 1995 in Morocco to a Moroccan father, last year he was stopped at the Bologna airport while trying to fly to Turkey to reach Syria. So again, he was trying to get to Syria to join ISIS. The Italian authorities stopped him, despite the fact they're allowing in 200,000 migrants unvetted every year. Even they were intelligent enough to stop him. He's allowed to come back into Britain. They do absolutely nothing. Why are we allowing people into our country who are literally fighting alongside ISIS jihadists who go on to carry out deadly terrorist attacks? It's total insanity. Theresa May is doing nothing about it. We'll be back with the final segment at InfoWars.com.
It really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I can't believe, I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Let's go to Devin in Florida. Devin in Florida, you're on the air.
Great. Hey, thank you so much. Listen, I have bought your product, and I gotta say, they're amazing.
Anyone
who's on the fence, buy it, because I've got Caveman, Superman Vitality, Secret 12, Vitamin Interfusion, I've got the Body Armor.
Wow, thank you.
Wow.
You're the type of listener that makes it all possible. Which nutraceutical does you like best?
I really like the Vitamin Mineral Fusion, to be honest.
That's amazing.
Really incredible. I drank it in the morning, and I swear to you, I felt incredible. Like, I haven't felt it in a week. My morning was fantastic, and I love you guys. I love the InfoWars crew, and I want to take this opportunity to tell anybody out there who's on the fence, just buy it. You will love it. I'm telling you, I've never bought a bad product.
What you find in our news is the same thing you find in our products at InfoWarsLife.com. It's a win-win. InfoWarsLife.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Feel that? Final segment of the Alex Jones Show. Again, I want to remind you about the great line of products at InfoWarsStore.com. We're not dependent on outside advertisers. That's why we're not subjected to, we're not prey to the outrage mobs that try and take down Sean Hannity's advertisers, that try and take down Breitbart's advertisers. We're dependent only on you, our fantastic audience that has supported us through thick and thin for the best part of 2 decades. Now we have the Emmerich's Essentials line of organic household products at InfoWarsStore.com. We have the zinc oxide sunscreen, the herbal bug spray, the body wash, the shampoo, the deodorant. Again, all organic, all natural, long-lasting, high-quality products. You're going to buy these essential items anyway from the grocery store. Why not buy them from us? Many of them are 20% less than the brands that you will see in major grocery stores. And again, these are high-quality organic products. They don't contain all the crap, all the hidden toxic ingredients, and they're not overpriced like you will see with a lot of these type of products in the grocery store. I mean, the shampoo, for example. I mean, I pay, what, the equivalent of $12, $13, $14 for shampoo that doesn't contain all the parabens and all the toxic crap. Emmerich's Essentials, a line of organic household products now available at InfoWarsStore.com. Please go there, get them today. Support the growth of this network. We got time for a few final news stories here in the last 3 minutes. Jailed NSA leaker, reality winner, being white is terrorism. Now, you probably heard Alex cover this earlier, but just think about the insanity. Crazed 25-year-old radicalized social justice warriors are being given top-level security clearances. How insane is that? Who was she radicalized by? We know she said that being white is terrorism, in her own words. We know she was a supporter of the Black Lives Matter movement, a violent domestic hate movement whose ideological guru is a cop-killing terrorist. Who was she radicalized by? John Oliver, The Daily Show, Stephen Colbert, Michael Moore, and Leonardo DiCaprio. And for that, she's facing life in prison. People have gone through her social media profiles. She said Donald Trump was an orange fascist. She was a Bernie Sanders supporter, extreme far-left social justice warrior, hysterical loon. Again, proving the point that these people inside the intel agencies leaking this info are not doing it because they have the moral high ground. They're doing it because they have Trump derangement syndrome. They would rather see the country fail. They're happy to see the country fail so long as it soothes their butthurt over Donald Trump winning the election. Incredible situation. More on the London terrorist. He attended a Muslim gym. It was segregated. Again, we have a society within a society in the UK where these people are ghettoized into these communities. Multiculturalism has completely failed. Now it turns out that the other guy was coming in and out of the country having wanted to go to Syria, just like the Manchester bomber went to Libya, literally fought alongside Libyan Islamic Fighting Group, an Al-Qaeda-affiliated terror organization, was allowed back into the country.
But just listen to Hillary Clinton, because she said all we need to do is understand their food. Yes, by understanding Muslim dietary habits, that means we can prevent terrorism. She literally said that. This is what we're being told by the left. They've lost all credibility on this. The attacks keep happening. They keep coming out with the same virtue signaling, platitude, empty, baseless crap. But we're the hateful ones. We're talking about true solutions. InfoWars Nightly News coming up tonight. Alex will be back tomorrow. Breaking news at InfoWars.com.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.